It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America, wherever you are. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you have had yourself a terrific Monday. I'll be hanging out with you for two more hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Where have you been? Well, you haven't been here? Easy. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can start from the beginning. Thank you to people listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliates. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you got yourself a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Be hanging out for two more hours. Consider this halftime of the show. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Ryan Hickey, he is in New York City. And we've talked about a lot. LSU losing. BYU losing. Georgia winning. Colorado winning. I can't wait to see what the college football playoff rankings look like tomorrow. We talked about some other winners. The Bills knocking off the Chiefs. The Chargers knocking off the Bengals. We talked about some losers. The Ravens can't win against the Steelers to save their damn lives. And then the New York Giants, they benched Daniel Jones today. What a day, what a day. And thank you as well to Jonah Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner for joining us to, well, talk about how poor the Ravens have been. What are we going to do over the next 2 hours? Well, we'll talk some more football. Got some news in the basketball world as well. If you were worried about missing out on Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith and Shaq and Ernie, they'll be on ESPN next season. We'll get into that. We have some other disappointing teams in the NFL. The 49ers can't grab the bull by the horns as they're trying to go on a stretch run. And the New York Jets are just, well, they're just trash. A lot of fun watching that that train wreck. If you want to be a part of the show, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can also find me online. I am everywhere at JR Sport Brief. And we're getting ready for this right now. How about this? Arlington, Texas, home of the Dallas Cowboys. The Houston Texans are trying to right the ship. And the Dallas Cowboys, well, they're just trying not to be a joke. And it doesn't help. This is just bad on so many different levels. First of all, the Dallas Cowboys are starting Cooper Rush. Dak Prescott is out for the year. This man has a torn hamstring. He's on injured reserve. They're showing this man running around. Well, not running. Actually walking around the back of the facility, Dallas Cowboys Stadium, on crutches. Next time we'll see this guy walking around, well, it'll be next season. And even to take it a step further, Dallas Cowboys on a four-game losing streak. There will be no 12-5 season, something that they've grown accustomed to. There will be no postseason. Mike McCarthy is likely to get the boot. And then if you want to talk about the joke of all jokes, not only, were they kind of, screwed up last week when they got dropped by Philly 34-6, they were a joke because CeeDee Lamb was losing the football in the sun. And their owner, Jerry Jones, didn't give a damn. He's like, well, if Mike McCarthy was a good coach, he would know which direction the sun was shining, and thus it's his fault, not anybody else's. And then we also found out right before tonight's game, hours before tonight's game, the Dallas Cowboys decided to open up their roof, which they have not played with open in 2 years. And as a result, a piece of sheet metal, this thing looks to be about 10, 11, 12 feet, maybe longer than that, fell from the sky and almost landed near, well, did land near a production worker who, thank God, got out of the way. Emmitt Smith is looking up at it. The players are looking up at it. And this is an embarrassment for Jerry Jones. Hickey, did I miss anything embarrassing for the Dallas Cowboys this year? Probably 20 other things, but I think I nailed most of it, right?
You got the important ones. Yeah, we only got 2 hours here left to go. So if you want to highlight everything, we'd be here for a long time.
Oh, that's right. Jerry Jones threatening the radio guys, that part.
Good call. That's right. Wow. That's crazy to forget about.
Yeah,
it's not that long ago.
It's crazy to forget about, but there it is. And so the Dallas Cowboys season is done. And what do we have to look forward to? Nothing. Just trying not to be any more of a joke. The current head coach, who is eventually going to be fired, Mike McCarthy, he said, and you tell me if you believe this, he said tonight's game is an opportunity for them to send a message to who? I don't know.
I think this is an incredible opportunity for this football team, what's in front of us, to be into this valley of adversity. And I think what to come out of this would be, you know, would be a great story. And there's a ton of work. And the only work we're really focused on is really beating the Houston Texans. But, man, this is a great opportunity for us.
Oh, my goodness. Hickey, what is this opportunity to do what?
Is that the man you trust to motivate a locker room, JR? I think the boys are going to play hard today for Mike McCarthy because he gave a rousing pregame speech about the opportunity at hand today.
No,
did you get that from that clip?
Not at all. Not at all. And I think the owner of the team knows it. Like, Jerry Jones is going to fire Mike McCarthy. And the only reason he's doing it now, because it serves no purpose. You might as well ride this season out before you show Mike McCarthy the door. It's bad. CeeDee Lamb. You know how bad things are? You think he wants to be on the receiving end of passes from Cooper Rush? The answer is no. CeeDee Lamb says, man, there's no Dak. This sucks.
It sucks. I will say that, unfortunately. And obviously being a receiver here, it's very tough. But going out here knowing that I got to still showcase my ability, prove myself to my guys, and uplift everyone that's in the locker room and continue to fight within each and every individual that's out there. So just having that effort.
Yeah, this is the wide receiver that Jerry Jones is paying, who was blinded by the sun last week. And he's just ready for the season. He's happy he got paid. He's just ready for the season to be over with. And I don't blame him. Meanwhile, for the Texans, this is a team that people had high hopes for just based on what they did last season. Shocking everybody, C.J. Stroud performing as one of the best rookie quarterback, just having one of the best rookie quarterback performances ever. They've been on a little bit of a downswing. Nico Collins is finally going to play tonight after being activated following his hamstring injury. This man missed 5 games. He still leads the team in receiving 567 yards. They lost to the New York Jets last week or 2 weeks ago. They lost to Detroit last week. And they're hoping to turn things around. And look, the Texans, the good thing for them, they still compete in the AFC South. On the back end, the Jags are 2-9. The Titans are 2-8. And I know what the Colts did against the New York Jets yesterday, but are you going to trust them the rest of the way? I think not. Meanwhile, D'Amico Ryans, he says, yeah, we lost to Detroit. Yeah, we lost to the Jets. Now we got the Cowboys. They're a bunch of bums.
Our guys are professionals, right? You come back and you put your cleats on, your helmet on, you go back to work. So our guys' mindset has been, hey, let's get back to work and let's get back to playing our style of football.
Yeah, well, they'll be fine tonight. If the Texans lose tonight, they lost. I know people like to say, oh, did you beat yourselves or did the team beat you? There ain't no way the Dallas Cowboys beat the Texans tonight unless the Texans just don't show up. I don't think that's going to be the case. C.J. Stroud with his top weapon back, Nico Collins, is going to try to do some work. Listen to Nico, or not Nico, but listen to C.J. Stroud tell you how excited he is for Nico to be back.
It's huge. You know, I'm very excited to have my guy back, and just happy for him, you know, to, you know, be back with the team and be a part of a locker room again. You know, they're you know, in solitude when, you know, they're injured, people are injured, you know, they're on their own. So I'm glad that he's just able to be around the guys again and, you know, be able to do the sport that he loves to play.
Right now on ESPN, they're interviewing Micah Parsons, reminding everybody that he had 2 sacks last week. Okay, all right. He'd be about the only reason why the Dallas Cowboys win if he just wreaks havoc. I don't know if there's enough to do so. Not at all. Hickey, you giving the Cowboys, everybody has a chance. You giving the Cowboys much of one?
They have no chance.
Oh, damn.
Forget it, little. I mean, what's the path to victory here, Jerry? If we are talking about a Cowboys victory this time tomorrow, how do they do it?
Another piece of sheet metal falls out of the sky? I don't know, right? It's nothing. I mean, there's no way.
Cooper Rush is, even with, you know, CJ Stroud struggling of late, he's not getting outplayed by Cooper Rush. That defense for Houston is still pretty good. I don't think they're going to get carved up, or I don't think Dallas' defense now is going to play out of this world and get like three pick sixes. I mean, I just don't know how they win.
If you're a Cowboys fan, I guess you're a diehard. Why do you go to this game? I'm trying to understand something. Like, why am I going to watch Cooper Rush get destroyed? Because I got season tickets and I love the Cowboys?
And you can't sell them because no one wants to buy them.
Oh.
So it's either eat it or go. So you might as well just go get your money's worth.
Yeah. Yep.
Probably took off of work already on, and you know, today or tomorrow, so make it worth it.
Yeah, you thought this was going to be the Battle of Texas, I guess. And Hickey, let me tell you something. It's not fun driving out there. It's not. I love to drive. I just hate driving. I hate going to and leaving stadiums. I hate it. That's why I didn't go to Sanford Stadium on Saturday, because I don't want the stress when it's time to leave. None. I just want to leave. I don't want no problems. None at all. I would not be driving out to Arlington. Not for this. Not for this ass whooping. No, thank you.
Traffic's bad over there, huh? Well, I guess that's like any NFL stadium, right? When what, 80 to 90,000 people leave at the same time?
Yeah, and just sit in the parking lot? No, no, thank you. It's just pathetic. And it's crazy. Just a few days ago, they had this. Was it a fight? Was it an exhibition? It just had a lot of, did they say 50 to 60 million people watch Mike Tyson and Jake Paul? Is that what they said?
Tried to watch. I don't think everybody was watching because of, you know, the buffering. But now, 60 million people were trying to watch that fight.
Let's also be reasonable here. When they say viewers, what does that mean? Does that mean they just clicked on for 5 seconds? I mean, just think about every human being that logged onto Netflix and said, let me click this for 5 seconds. I assume they counted all of that, right?
Oh, absolutely. Even if you, like you said, accidentally click on it, you X right out in 5 seconds, they're counting it. Boom, that's another viewer. Add it to the list.
And this is a private company. They don't have to, they ain't got to share nothing. Mike Tyson went out there and pretty much tired after the first round. And then they did the do-si-do for the next seven. And for all the celebrities out there. See, Hickey, I was talking to somebody else about that. You show up to see this fight. What are you paying for? Like to say you were there or just maybe something was happening? I think exactly what was going to happen happened. That we got a crap show. Like, that's it. Like, we had callers going, oh, Mike Tyson, be careful. We had a guy call last week, Hickey, and he just said, JR, you said that you know, Jake Paul's going to beat Mike Tyson. I said, no, I think it's just going to be a you-know-what show. And that's what we got. You said you didn't waste your time, right?
I lied. I did cave eventually.
Oh, boy.
I watched.
You watched the whole thing.
I did. And I really tried to watch the woman's fight before.
Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. And like most folks, I could not watch. Because of the buffering. And then the Netflix put on an error message that said it was my fault. And my internet connection was faulty. So I got to check my connection. So after about 10 different refreshes, exit in, click or exit out, click back in. It eventually worked. I got it for the main fight. And I'm glad I watched it just to say I watched it and we could now talk about it. But, oh, my God. I mean, you know what? Really, we should have known right from the start.
What?
Forget even the whole Mike Tyson butt cheeks incident. The intro for Jake Paul on that car that was going literally, I think, a half mile an hour. That took 10 minutes to have him go 10 feet before he finally got out of the car and started walking. Right from there, I should have known. This is not it.
So, I was at the Hawks game against the Wizards on Friday. Exciting matchup between two losers. All right. By the time I got home, it was right on time for me to watch this. I didn't have the buffering issues as everybody else.
Did you watch on your phone?
No, I watched it on my television.
Okay.
On my house, yeah. What is it, the phone? The phone is crap for people? Is that what it was?
No, apparently, from at least what I saw on Twitter, the phone worked the best. Like, if you have Netflix on your phone, and I actually watched a little bit on my phone, it worked fine. But it was like the smart TVs and the apps that were the ones that were buffering more.
No, I had no issue. I wish I did, but and so I fell asleep. I want to tell you, Hickey, and The seventh round, I woke up and they were hugging and it was over. And I was like, oh, great, I missed nothing.
So, yeah, you didn't miss anything. And then, of course, at the end, you had Mike Tyson leave the door open. Yeah, I don't know if I'm retired. We'll see. You know, see what happens.
I saw a message. It's not the best. Netflix, it's a joke. Netflix offers Jake Paul $50 million to push George Foreman down a flight of stairs.
Well, I did see some good jokes about who Jake Paul should fight next.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
some good names.
I did see Shaquille O'Neal was offered a fight from Dwight Howard, which he declined. He says, you need to have more than one ring to step in a ring with me. Okay. That's what Shaq said. I mean, and Jake Paul, who wanted to fight him? Like a real boxer. Berdabiev, I think, threatened him, and he's telling jokes because God knows he doesn't want to fight a real boxer. And, like, I don't want to say the jig is up. Everybody knew this. He's been gaming the system. He's never going to fight a real boxer. He's just making money. That's just what he's doing. And so are people going to keep on buying? And who the hell is he fighting next? I don't know. It's Conor McGregor. What do you think is next for this guy? He's going to take a year off and come back and hustle people next year.
That's I was thinking about that after the fight, because this is the first one I watch of Jake Paul. I don't watch any of the other ones that he fought.
I saw him knock out Nate Robinson, which was embarrassing.
Very, for Nate, for sure. But like, that's one, yeah. I don't really care. I'll watch the highlights on whatever, Twitter, and just find out that way. But like now, like when I actually, you watch like a full fight and you see how boring and ridiculously stupid this is, I bet you a lot of people, for the first time, tuned into one of his fights, right? I don't know how you buy another one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it has to be a huge name, and maybe someone like Conor McGregor can help sell. And you get the whole McGregor fan base out, and people, you know, think that he's going to come back, whatever, and win a boxing match. Other than that, like, why on earth would you ever watch Jake Paul fight anybody? Like you said, he only fights guys he can win. The fights are boring. He either fights someone inexperienced or much older than him. He's out of shape. It's like, where's the entertainment value? Like, where is it actually the entertainment? Because that was boring as hell. I don't think anybody actually said that was a good, you know, use of their time. In some cases, money. I don't know why anyone would fall victim to another Jake Paul fight again.
Well, let's look at it this way. His brother, I don't know, was it 2 or 3 years ago by now? His brother fought Floyd Mayweather Jr., right? After you fight Floyd, what else is there for you to do? And that was almost a similar situation. I don't even remember the result of that fight. I remember they fought in Miami. Is that Nico Collins? It's a flag somebody was holding.
That's coming right back.
Yeah, you can't start the game off like this already. Oh, my God. We'll see what happens. Somebody was probably holding. Stroud looks like he hit Nico Collins. It looks like they're going to go ahead and call it back. The referee's always got to be busy. Did they fight to a draw? I don't even know. Mayweather and the other one. And Mayweather could have killed him. He didn't. And Mayweather let off on him. He could have destroyed that guy if he wanted to. But I think he just let the fight go on so people could, quote-unquote, get their money's worth. And so after you fight Mike Tyson, what the hell is left? What is this guy going to – who's he going to fight? Jake Paul. He's going to get in the ring. And Gervonta Davis is probably 100 pounds, 90 pounds lighter than him. If you put Gervonta Davis in the ring with him, he would kill him. And it's just, so what does he do next? Does he sit on his money? Does he come up with a new gimmick? I have no idea. I just know after you fight Mike Tyson, what else is there after that? I have no idea. None. I hope he's finished. I hope. On a legal man down. What did offensive lineman run downfield, Hickey? Is that what happened?
Laramie Tunsil, the much maligned offensive lineman, was about 5 yards down the field in that screen pass, and they got him.
Yeah. Think he was on that bong before the game.
Didn't know what the line of scrimmage was?
He didn't. That's kind of like what Shaq looked like the other day during the fight as well. Him and Gronkowski looked kind of cooked at the Tyson fight.
Did you hear that, the idea that they were talking about?
Did they say they want to fight each other? Is that what happened?
They want to, like, create a league where, like, athletes can fight other athletes. You know, basketball player fights football player. Hockey player, which that's actually probably a bad matchup. They would kill anybody. Hockey player fights baseball player. I don't know how serious it was. I don't know if they just, like you said, maybe were imbibing before the game, thought of this 10 minutes ago and said, hey, let's just throw it out there and see what happens. But that was what they were talking about. And that was, again, one of the more exciting parts of the night.
Yeah, terrible. I mean, I guess you got enough money in the world, you can waste it by showing up to garbage. Whatever. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Speaking of Shaq, looks like we'll see him again next year on ESPN with Charles Barkley and Kenny and Ernie. Inside the NBA has been saved. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. We're going to get into some more football. The New York Jets, there is no saving their season. The 49ers are hoping there's some saving theirs. We have some coaches who are likely to get the boot real soon. It's not just Mike McCarthy. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We'll talk some basketball on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, it didn't take the Texans long. Oh, and it's pushing and shoving. And just friendly hugs. Oh, nope, they're pushing and shoving. Well, the Texans have a 7-0 lead against the Dallas Cowboys. They got this lead early. Joe Mixon with a touchdown run to put them up on the board. Let's see what the Dallas Cowboys can do. 3 minutes has gone by here to begin the game. And the Cowboys are already behind. What a shock. And they'll be, I'm going to guess they're going to be behind for the majority of the game. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Before we went to break, and we talked about that disaster of a fight or whatever the hell it was between Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson walking away with $20 million. And Shaquille O'Neal was present. The fight took place in Dallas Cowboys Stadium, where they got the Cowboys game going on right now, this minute, this second. Shaq was there, and he was interviewed. And Shaquille O'Neal was, just standing around talking with Rob Gronkowski. And Dwight Howard said, "Hey, Shaq, what's up? Let's box and let's make some money." Shaquille O'Neal responded to Dwight Howard on X. Why not, of course. Shaq said, "You got to have more than one ring to get in the ring with me. I'll stick with a real champion like Rob Gronkowski. And you can have the Superman belt. It's all yours, buddy." Shaq to Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard then accused Shaquille O'Neal of ducking him. Which is, why would Shaq fight Dwight? There's nothing in it for him. And I think if they actually fought, I think Dwight Howard win. He's a younger guy by, 15-ish years? Shaquille O'Neal is going through his troubles moving around. So not that Shaq would be happy with me saying that. But I think Dwight Howard beat Shaq in a fight, right? A real fight?
Yeah, I think so. The only thing I would wonder, because just Shaq is so big, does that reach? Now I'm sure his arms are longer. Does it prevent, Dwight from getting in close? Getting some few shots here, or you think it's not going to be a big, big factor?
You know, Shaq probably got to forget that old man, grown man strength. Forget that. He is, he's strong as hell. But I don't know. He can't move. He's not fast. He can barely move,
He'd look like Mike Tyson in the ring?
I don't know. Like Mike.
Mike was not moving.
No, he wasn't. Man rolled around in a knee brace, man. What boxer do you see getting in a ring with a knee? A 58-year-old? Come on now.
Well, we definitely saw something we never saw before, and that's...
his ass?
Well, that's also true. That was... of course, go figure, by the way. One of the few moments where Netflix wasn't buffering, just in time to see him wear the assless chaps.
Yeah, I don't know what that was. Why were they showing that? And why was he walking around in his jock strap with the camera?
Because he's an old man in the locker room. He's living with every guy.
Yeah, old man in the locker room, right? We should have known what was going to happen after he spoke to that young lady, Jazzy, and he was just like, he's like, Legacy's like, we're all going to die.
It's like, you're dead. You're dust.
Like, this girl is, I don't even know, what is she, 13 years old? Like, come on, bruh. Santa from the little girl telling her she's going to, we're all going to die and be dust. There's nothing. Oh, man. Anyway, I don't think Mike Tyson is going to get calls for commencement speeches anytime soon. So, anyway, back to Shaq. We saw Shaq on Friday, or maybe you didn't because it was buffering. It appears that we're going to see more of Shaq next year. This news broke over the weekend as well. That inside the NBA, and Charles Barkley and Kenny and Ernie and Shaq, that their show will continue on. Not on TNT, but as a TNT production that is being licensed out to ESPN. How about that? And so TNT is not going to have the games, but they're going to show the pregame on ESPN. The first week of the NBA season, Christmas Day games, playoffs, NBA finals. And so we will see this crew, but not in the same way and as often, and in a different way. You know, typically the playoffs come around and inside the NBA is done, or they only use one conference, I think typically the West. And I don't know if it'll I'm not concerned about the content for the show. I'm just going to miss it. You know, they're going to start the year off with who he played for, and they're going to have some breaks, like primarily during the NFL season. We won't see much of them. And typically they get going in January, February for the playoffs, but and something's better than nothing. And it was pretty hilarious a few years ago. And we know the show was, I don't want to say on life support this past year. That, oh, TNT doesn't have any more games. What happens to inside the NBA? Well, it was only in 2016 that Charles Barkley was joking about never working for ESPN because they were just going to work the guy to death. Listen to this.
Why don't you go to ESPN and then I can not talk to you?
He's not going
to
work me like a dog and not pay me.
Four straight wins for Golden State.
Why wouldn't you go to ESPN?
They're not going
to
work me like a dog and not pay me.
I'm just saying.
Things that happen on this show.
ESPN 1, 2, 3, ESPN News, ESPN U, ESPN Radio, and then come up with that little puny
trick.
Hey,
nothing.
You wake up.
I'm telling you,
nothing good happens after 1:15 in the morning.
ESPN Deportes. Hey, they have me on ESPN Deportes. Muy bien, gracias. La muchacha, Abelito.
Hickey, I'm glad we're going to have more of that. We need more. It's fun stuff.
I agree. I'm looking forward to that. Another line. Maybe it was in a different clip. I feel like they made fun of ESPN a ton. They go, yeah, the same guys you see on TV when you go to bed, same ones there in the morning when you wake up.
it just work everybody.
It's true, though. You see the same three guys right on every single show, every single morning, every single afternoon, every single night.
Those guys have worked once a week primarily for like, and Shaq is the junior there, but everybody else, they've been there for like 25 years. They work one day a week. As you imagine if they really were on ESPN? And let me tell you, it's not a joke. You know, Hickey, with all these streaming platforms and what have you, for whatever, I was clicking around something the other day. I didn't know Amazon or whatever. Like, they got live TV. Hickey, I legitimately saw, and I know it's an ESPN joke. There's an ESPN Ocho. Did you know that?
Like an actual channel?
Yes. One of these streaming something or another's has an ESPN Ocho, and it does show like darts and bowling and water, whatever. It exists, man. It exists. It's not just a joke anymore. It exists.
That's interesting. I did not know that. I got to check that out. I like that.
Yeah, I don't know what you're going to sit down and keep it on ESPN Ocho all day.
Maybe not all day, but you know, if you have a little dodgeball tournament, maybe I'll tune in.
Oh, my God.
Darts, I've never watched, but I've only heard it's very electric.
Oh, yeah. I've seen darts on regular ESPN.
So sign me up. I could be into the Ocho.
Like 3 a.m., maybe 20 years ago I saw it. I don't know. ESPN much different than what it is now, but very odd. I also saw, and I don't know if this is true, that Shaquille O'Neal, his contract ends at the end of this year. I don't know how accurate that is, but that means that there would be no guarantee that Shaq would be a part of the crew next year. I'm not sure. I don't know. But I did see that floating around. And to be honest, I like Shaq. It's Charles Barkley's show. Okay? If Charles Barkley, and we heard him say that he's extending, he's not leaving. If Charles Barkley decided to leave, nobody cares. Am I wrong in saying that, Hickey? I don't think I'm wrong, right?
No, you're 100% right. No disrespect to anyone else on that show. He leaves, it is nowhere near the same.
Charles Barkley, we just heard what he said. He said they're not working him like a dog. He's hilarious. I look forward to hearing many more jokes about the big old women in San Antonio. What else does he say? I don't know. He says a lot. Just looking forward to it. And Charles Barkley is the man. I need to let you know that this portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam and just a few health questions. You can get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break when we come back on the other side. Unfortunately, we got to talk about people that will not get a second chance. Inside the NBA is coming back, and it will be on ESPN, not TNT. I'm going to tell you about some NFL coaches. They are probably cooked, period. We're going to take a break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, that's another guy I hope is done fighting. Hickey, does Manny Pacquiao, he got another fight left in him?
I think a lot of these guys have a lot of, one more fight in them if the money's right. Which is why he kind of fought Floyd Mayweather in the first place, right?
I'm gonna take a guess here. Manny Pacquiao is pushing 50, 47. Let's see, how old is he? Oh, come on now. He government this, government that. Here we go. How old is this guy? 45, okay. Hickey, he might fight again, okay. Manny never wanted to stop fighting. Oh, my goodness. What was his last fight? I want to say maybe a couple years ago. Concerts. He thinks he can sing and play basketball. Oh, man. I didn't even know when his fight. Hickey, there's more about Manny Pacquiao being a politician than a boxer.
He's a man of the people now.
Is he?
Maybe the political life will keep him out of the ring, mercifully.
Well, I don't think he's a senator right now. He previously served as a senator of the Philippines from 2016 to 2022. I think they may have fired the guy.
Oh, no.
I think. Now, what happens when you don't win the election? You've been fired, right? Isn't that what that is?
You know what? I like that. It's a good way to dress it up.
Yeah, that's just facts, right? The people fire you.
The people fired you. Yes. The people of the Philippines fired their own man.
He has 62 wins, 8 losses, and his last fight, Ugas, that was only a few years ago, right? It was, man, time flies. That was after the pandemic. Come on, let's go. August 21st, I don't know what year this is. What year is this? Hickey, why is it so difficult? I thought the internet was supposed to be easy to use.
Agreed. I thought his last fight was Floyd Mayweather. He fought again after that? Oh, my God.
Oh, no, Mayweather was not his last fight.
Oh,
no, hell
God.
No. Yeah, I don't know. I can't look on the internet and talk at the same time. No. You thought Mayweather was his last fight?
Yeah, I tuned it out.
No, bro. He had like 10 fights after that.
Oh, you got to stop. These guys got to stop. Please. Mike's got to stop. Manny's got to stop. Is Floyd still? Oh, he's fighting what? Some exhibition. Yeah. Stop.
Yeah, Manny last fought in August of 2021.
Oh, my.
And he fought some names that Keith Thurman, Adrian Broner, that clown, Lucas Matisse, Jeff Horn. Yeah, that was in Australia. I remember that. That was 2017. Yeah, he don't need to fight again. Jesse Vargas, Tim Bradley. Yeah, he had about 8 fights after. He fought Mayweather May 2nd, 2015. His last fight was 2021.
That Mayweather fight was 2015?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Wow.
And that was a fight that should have taken place years before 2015.
Right.
They strung it out and strung it out and strung it out, and Mayweather beat up on a bunch of guys to make more money. And I get it. You know, people will always want to argue in boxing who should fight who and when to fight. It's a business. And it's no different than what this guy, Jake Paul, is doing. He's stringing as many fights together as possible to make the money, and that's just what it is. And Mayweather did no different. I mean, if he were to fight Manny Pacquiao earlier, yeah, he would certainly take more of a risk. But he built up anticipation, even though the fight was probably past what it should have been. Wow. Yeah, 2015. Manny Pacquiao was 36 years old when that fight took place. Well, anyway, 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. Speaking of things that I'm going to take time. Not going to take too much time. You're not going to have to wait but about a month and change before we have a few coaches in the NFL who are out of work. It's looking like Matt Eberflus is going to get the boot. Chicago Bears took an L yesterday to Green Bay. Green Bay won pretty much in the last few minutes. Jordan Love ran for the go-ahead touchdown. Had a kick missed at the end of the game by the Chicago Bears. Kick blocked. The Bears are now 4-6. The offense didn't generate much or nothing new. At least Caleb Williams, you could say he didn't generate a score or turn the ball over in the air. No interceptions. The Bears are 4-6. And Eberflus, people are calling for this guy to get fired. They're saying that he shouldn't have even kept the job at all. From when they had the number one overall pick, they should have given Caleb Williams a fresh start. He's even being criticized for how they handled the ball late in the game. Just letting the clock run and not kicking a ball earlier. This is bad all the way around for everybody in Chicago. And you just hope that Caleb Williams is not scarred, that he's not screwed, that he's not decimated, that he's not destroyed by these decisions. Just pretty much flat, period. Now, Matt Eberflus was asked, hey, you have 30 seconds left before you let the clock tick down and kick and it got blocked. Why didn't you try to get closer? Take a listen to this.
You know, they were loading the box there, you know, so you could say you could do that for sure. Maybe get a couple more yards, but you also risk, you know, fumbling and different things there. We felt where we were, you know, if we at the 36 or 35, you know, you're definitely doing that because you want to get it inside there. I felt very confident where we were at that time with the wind and where we were on the field.
I like when coaches will just say and explain anything just to buy time. If I make this short answer a long answer, maybe the media won't have an opportunity to ask me another question. Well, after this season, Matt Eberflus, they ain't going to ask him nothing because he won't be the head coach. He's going to get fired. Next up for the Chicago Bears, they have Minnesota, who just beat Tennessee 23-13. That's another sad, miserable team that nobody should waste their time on. Joe Mixon with another rushing touchdown. Texans go down the field, 10 plays, 63 yards, a one-yard rushing touchdown by Mixon. That's his second of the game. And with a good point after attempt, the Texans are about to take a 14-0 lead here against the Dallas Cowboys, who are ultimately, yeah, they're being embarrassed like everybody would thought they would be. And Mike McCarthy is certain to get the boot as well. It's 49 seconds left here in the first quarter, and the Dallas Cowboys will have another chance to embarrass themselves for the rest of the game. Anyway, speaking of another head coach, this man knows he's doomed. Yesterday, the Jacksonville Jaguars fell to 2-9. They were smashed in Detroit. The final score, 52-6. Mac Jones fed to the Lions. I'm surprised he was only sacked one time. One interception, 138 yards passing. Jared Goff torched them for four TDs. Jameson Williams was back. He was out there celebrating by grabbing his crotch like his name is Marshawn Lynch. And the Jags are pathetic. And Doug Peterson, he knows his days are pretty much numbered. And Doug Peterson told everybody yesterday, he says, you know what? He says, I don't think we quit.
I mean, there's always that possibility, but I don't think so, not with this group. I think this group will continue to respond and do the things necessary to prepare for a football game. I've never sensed that with this group and don't anticipate that.
And today he said, you might as well blame me. This man knows he's getting the boot. And we already have rumors about how, and I don't know if it's going to be the case, Bill Belichick might coach the Jags. I don't think so. That they may get rid of Trent Baalke, their general manager as well, who came over from the 49ers. I don't know. I would think if you are the Jacksonville Jaguars, you want to bring on a younger coach who Trevor Lawrence can work with for years, right? You don't want to bring on a Bill Belichick who's going to be around for a few more years and then he's just going to leave. Like, Trevor Lawrence has already had to deal with Urban Meyer and now Peterson. And now you're going to bring on his third head coach. You're paying this guy, what, $50, $55 million a year. You want to have some type of continuity where he can have success into the future. This is not it at all. Leave Belichick alone. Let him go somewhere else. You know what? All things considered, Vrabel is a good coach. I would bring on Vrabel only if I knew we had a good offensive coordinator who could work with Trevor Lawrence, because even his career, for what you thought it would be coming out of Clemson, it hadn't been the case. You could blame the coaching, but Trevor Lawrence has been a disappointment in and of itself, too. And they've paid him. Doug Peterson about to get fired. He's getting a boot. Eberflus, he going to get the boot, too. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we'll see if the Dallas Cowboys have given up another touchdown. They're already down 14-0 to the Houston Texans. This can really get ugly. It can get ugly real fast. We're going to talk about some other NFL teams that have been ugly. And then, this is not ugly, the Cleveland Cavaliers, yeah, basketball team. Man, they're undefeated to start the season. We'll talk about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Affinity Sports Network. Don't move.